This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. As more and more countries adopt the Russian playbook, Twitter is challenging 8 to 10 million accounts per week for suspicious activity. During the midterms, they deleted 6,000 tweets that had the incorrect dates for the election. Immigrants have gone on hunger strikes recently to protest conditions in the detention facilities, prompting ICE officials to force feed six of them through nasal tubes at a Texas location. Many are being held in El Paso. Up to 30 men have been involved, many from India and Cuba. Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey and former mayor of Newark, announced his candidacy for president as a Democrat, hoping to become the second black man to be elected to the White House. In other news, Senator Elizabeth Warren, also running for president, apologized to the Cherokee Nation for her DNA test and its claims. According to WealthX, almost 40,000 in the U.S. have wealth in the tens and hundreds of millions compared to the almost 700 billionaires. Credit card debt has now risen again by 5.5% to over $1 trillion, according to the Federal Reserve data. French Interior Ministry's annual review indicates that reports of rapes increased by 17% last year and other sexual crimes by 20%. Getting ready for elections in India, the ruling party proposed a cash payment for small farmers of $85 and bonuses for rickshaw pullers, bricklayers, tiwalas, maids, watchmen, and other informal workers. Justice Alito blocked the new Louisiana abortion law from taking effect temporarily. The law would severely limit the number of doctors authorized to make abortions in the state. In a settlement over the adverse effects of pelvic mesh, medical device manufacturers like Johnson & Johnson and Bosch Scientific are paying nearly $8 billion to resolve claims of 100,000 women, but lawyers, rather than the plaintiffs, have enjoyed the paydays. Older Americans are dealing with their own student debt as well as their children's. Americans over 60 have $86 billion in such debt in 2017. Their student debt has risen 161%. From 2008 to 2017, and on average, they owe $33,800. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.